Sorry, Bill. I'm still getting over Haley. I turned your mic on when you were clearing your throat. Oh. That's what I'm sorry about.
Ooh, it's loud.
Yep. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com, flaunting his new body. He's lost some weight. That's all he wants to talk about. We wanted to talk to you about TV, but you're like, no, I'm not even bringing it up.
Now.
I don't have time to talk about TV anymore. Kurt has a website called TVShowPatrol.com where he gives you exercise tips and you can read about TV. Kurt, a couple things. Number one.
My exercise tips are to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Watch TV. That's the best thing for you. The Veep over on HBO, Veep, is coming to a close. It's going to be the last season of Veep. One more season.
Next year.
And then they're done, right?
Right.
That's too bad. Is there a reason? It seems to be...
Because the comedy is in real life now.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're just, you know, it's what...
She has said,
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus, though, has said, when we started this, it was a preposterous look at the White House, a parallel universe where anything could happen, and now it's gotten to be... it's too real.
It is the White House.
Yeah.
I'm blaming her, then. It's her fault.
Is it Julia Louis-Dreyfus' fault for what's
going on?
She
made it happen.
In the office. But on the other hand, I always admire a show that realizes that we're at our best right now. Let's leave them wanting more and not run it into the ground, right? So that's not a bad thing.
Right. I think, you know, it'll be 7 or 8 seasons. I can't remember which. But I think that's a good run. I think that's
Kurt
a good
gets
run.
Emotional whenever a show goes off the air. He starts to cry. On the other side, Curb Your Enthusiasm, which hasn't been on the air for about 7 years, they've got a new season coming up.
Yes, they do.
I can't wait for that.
I can't wait either. It's going to be great.
He has the best deal ever with HBO in that he can just decide, I think it's time to do some more episodes. You know,
the cast always says, because we've talked to Jeff Garland about this, that whenever they leave at the end of a season, they all say goodbye, but they all go, maybe we'll see each other again. Maybe we won't. We have no idea when and where. It's up to Larry David.
Right.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah. It's his baby.
I mean, it's not necessarily great for the fans, but I think that absence, what is the saying?
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah.
Or out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, that's the other one to worry about. Yeah.
Yeah, and how long has it been?
I think 6 years or 7 years since the last episodes.
But again, here going back to the Julia Louis-Dreyfus, leave them wanting more, and then in 6 or 8 years, if it was so good, people are going to want more.
True.
Right, and once it's announced again, you know, everybody gets all excited again. But I think that kind of show, don't you feel that that's a bit of a, you know, you got to have... more experiences. I mean, I think that everything that's happened to him or that he's witnessed in the last 6 years is somehow, or a lot of it's going to show up in the new season.
I would imagine.
You know, and because it's that kind of a show, I think.
Yeah.
He is such a jerk in real life. I mean, not in real life.
On the show, he's a jerk.
But he makes it, yes.
Right.
But I hear he's super nice.
Yeah, you know, I it would be funny if that's everything that he actually wants to say to people in real life.
Oh, there's some truth in it behind everything.
I mean,
I know
I would have a lot of
Do we know, are there
comedy.
Any major changes to the cast or anything about the show?
I haven't really heard a whole lot about it except for seeing his promo, which was him.
Yeah.
You know, just
the one with the bat signal.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right, everybody's talking about Game of Thrones. Now, I've never seen it and Wendy's never seen it, so don't tell us anything that'll make us either not want to see it or no spoiler alerts. But
is it finished forever?
No.
Okay.
One more season on
that,
right?
One more season, maybe 7 or 8 episodes, supersized like they were this year. And it could be next year or it could be later because now they're saying it might take longer to finish.
There will be at some point, there will be a spinoff of Game of Thrones because they don't want the franchise to go away.
Well, they talked about several. They talked about doing prequels and doing, you know, parallel things happening in different parts of Westeros where everything happens with different characters. So there could be a lot of different things. I have a theory, though, because they showed a lot of flashbacks this past season of something that affects what happens now. Mm-hmm. So they have these actors playing younger versions of people who had been in this series. And I think that one of those, that story of the Targaryens, who were the dragon riders, that their earlier history will be.
I didn't
One
know there were
those.
Dragon riders. I will watch it.
Yeah, there's dragons. Like dragon Somebody's got to ride them.
No, that's true, I guess.
Twin Peaks is something that I was telling you off the air. I went back to rewatch it on Netflix. Loved it when I first saw it. Loved it again. Watched the new one. I don't know what I've seen. I've been intrigued by it. Is it finished? Was that a season finale?
I've seen that a lot of reaction series. Has been that.
It's just way out there.
It was great, but I don't know what it meant. You know, that kind of thing.
They wrapped up some things and then other things. Eddie Vedder was on it, so that was cool.
Eddie Vedder was on it?
It was a musical cavalcade.
He played at the Roadhouse, yes. It was pretty.
Oh, wow.
Edward Severson, which is his real name. And then you look up on stage and there's Eddie Vedder singing.
But I don't know if it's coming back. I think that might be a thing that Showtime and David Lynch work out if they feel it was a success.
It's up to Larry David, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up to Larry David.
Everything's
right.
Up to Larry David.
Sure.
What we've discussed this with you in the past. A lot of times with television shows, as they get to a season finale, they have no idea whether or not they'll be picked up. So they're kind of vague and ambiguous about what exactly is
That's
happening.
That's what this was.
That's how Twin Peaks was. But they're always vague and ambiguous, aren't they? On every episode.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess that would.
Well, and it's always interesting because I sometimes feel like they leave it that way so that if it wasn't very successful, they can say, oh, it was just a miniseries.
But it kind
it was just a limited series.
It kind of wrapped up, but there kind of could be more. So it really could be either way.
Yeah.
I love David Lynch.
And that also might be one of those cases like Larry David where, you know, he says, I'm busy with these other things and maybe I'll do it.
When I get around to it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come up with something that I want to.
You know what they should do? And maybe you could do this on your website. Maybe this is an idea for
TVShowPatrol.com.
Yeah. When a show ends abruptly and there's still loose missing ends, the creators of the show or writers of the show should write a couple of paragraphs about what happens to the characters that you didn't get to see and how their stories end out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I think so.
That's a business venture for you. Try and do that.
It is.
All right.
Make some graphic novels or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am one of five people that watch this, and I get texts from four others when I mention this. But
Two Broke Girls?
No. I actually watched that for a while, too. I don't know why, but I did. It was always on.
Yeah.
Big Brother. I love it. I love Julie Chen's outfits. She's spectacular. This has been a particularly great season because there are some really bad people in here that usually you find some kind of likable quality in a few of them. There have been a couple people that I hate. And this has been a spectacular season. It's not over yet, but there's some Big Brother news in the news.
Yes, they have announced the first celebrity, all celebrity edition of Big Brother for the winter, for this coming winter.
Like
I
real
bet
celebrities.
All A-listers. I bet they are.
Well, they didn't announce who
Kathy
they were.
Kathy Griffin.
They didn't announce who they were, but I bet it'll be a mix of reality show folks.
Yeah.
And it'll
Former
be sort
athletes.
Of like. Like, yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
how Dancing
yeah, yeah.
with the Stars always says celebrities. Yeah. Or it's old. You know, I was a kid celebrity and now I'm an adult.
Right.
Danny Bonaducci.
You know.
Yeah.
He'd be great. Kathy Griffin has showed up on the show this was pre
What does
Donald
she do
Trump.
On the show?
She'll just come on and like, you know, hi, house guests. They let celebrity people enter the house every once in a while to break the monotony.
Oh.
And they're on like day 73.
Do they like offer the challenge of the day or something?
Yes.
Like,
they're either in charge of the veto competition or something. Bobby Moynihan was just on the last episode because CBS is promoting Me, Myself, and I.
CBS is really good at that cross-pollination.
They are, but... Bobby Moynihan, you know, knew some of the characters and what they were known for. He seems to be a big fan and has watched it. Mm. He could have been fed the lines, but he really did seem like a big fan of the show. And then he was in charge of had a household competition, and whoever won got to will have a small role on Me, Myself, and I. So it's really good cross promotion.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So Bobby Moynihan, Kathy Griffin, Danny Bonaducci, because he's got time.
You know, it says Julie Chen will host this one too, but I would love it if they somehow tricked her and said, just
You're
shoved her into the house and locked the door.
Oh, that's genius.
I know. I would think that would be so hilarious.
Now, Kurt, what Wendy just said
She
about,
probably would not have all those good outfits now.
Oh, right,
She's
true.
A snappy dresser.
What Wendy just said about there's some people on there that I just hate. She's fallen into a trap. They purposely put people on there that you hate.
Well,
no,
but like she said, there's usually somebody you can get behind in the season.
Not this time?
Apparently there isn't.
There
I
was a couple. They call it a showmance. And here's my little theory. This honestly is, I can't remember how many house guests start in the thing, 12, I think, or something. And your deal is to stay there till the end to win $500,000. So you have to have a social game. You have to have a way to kind of maybe team up with somebody, but keep it quiet. These dumb little people get involved in a showmance, okay? So they start dating someone that they've just met. And so now there are two people. So they're never going to get to the end because people want to break you up.
Right.
So here's your my little thought to everyone. If you're going to, you know, get involved with someone under the sheets in Big Brother, do it behind closed doors. Do it secretively.
But aren't there cameras in every room?
Yeah, but the audience knows, but then the people in the house wouldn't know. You got to keep it a secret, because if you're just sitting there with your arms around each other and everything, you've made yourself a huge target.
But part of that also is, isn't that in a voting alliance with your partner?
Yeah, but that's why you want a secret partner.
Oh, okay.
Like Bill and I, if we were on it, would act like we didn't like each other. But then secretly, we'd have something going on where, you know, oh my God, they're fighting like cats and dogs.
Don't they all share rooms, though? So it would be hard
There's three, four, five different rooms. There's little...
It'd be hard to...
Storage room they can go in to get food.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Again, the viewers would see it, but people in the house...
No. All right.
That's just my tip, and I, you know,
that's a very valuable tip.
I might one of these days. There was a DJ girl on there from Texas. She was part of some Mickey and the Moose show, or so I don't know who it was. But
I'm going to submit your name for the celebrity.
Kurt, please do that.
I would cry day one because I would miss my family.
Oh,
I would suck at it.
Oh.
Right. $500,000.
Want to get voted off, right?
No one would like me. Although you'd see a very nice Wendy on TV.
I bet there would be a very nice version of Wendy.
And she would be scolding people. No showmances this season.
No showmances. Kurt Wagner's here. He's the guy behind TVshowpatrol.com, you know. We'll take a quick break and then more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN. You spend a lot of time talking about your back door on the radio, Wendy. I'm uncomfortable.
No, usually I talk about my front door.
I'm very uncomfortable.
No.
Either way.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Kurt Wagner's here. He's got a website. Everyone does, but Kurt's is great. It's about TV. It's called TVshowpatrol.com. Battlestar Galactica, big Battlestar Galactica news, Kurt.
Oh, that's Buck Rogers.
It is Sci-Fi's 25th anniversary this year.
The Sci-Fi Channel.
Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Not science fiction in general.
Spelled dumb.
You don't like
it's SYFY.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They used to spell it like sci-fi.
That's what I like.
Version of science fiction, but then they couldn't brand it everywhere because people would be confused. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Sci-fi the genre or sci-fi the channel?
The channel.
Yeah. So anyway, Battlestar Galactica, arguably their most recognized show ever. You know, award-winning.
The remake of the first...
Of the original.
Right.
Of the 70s show.
Yeah.
It's much more serious than that original 70s show.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to re-air all the seasons of it, all 76 episodes in order, beginning September 22nd.
There was a good Portlandia where someone loved Battlestar Galactica.
That's a famous Portlandia skit.
Yeah, that's really good.
And they stayed... It was sort of about binging, and so they stayed in their house and
watched all the
and
episodes.
Missed all the stuff and like 5 days later or whatever they were.
Now in this is the version that had Edward James Olmos, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
As Captain Adama.
Yeah.
Not Commander.
Not Lorne.
Proud
Green.
Of yourself? You just kind of sat back like, I knew that.
I've never seen an episode of it, but I don't know why, because it looks
it's very good and it's
are there Cylon warriors?
There are Cylons.
Yeah.
There are the robot Cylons and the human Cylon, the human-looking Cylons.
Oh, I didn't know they had two brands of Cylons.
Yeah, that was part
two
of
two brands of Cylons, Wendy. Yeah. No way.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, and it was always so good because it sort of reflected some of the political climate of current times, even though it's set in the future.
Yeah.
I got to ask you a texter's question because this person has been texting for like the last few weeks. What's up with Longmire? Will it be back for a sixth season?
Yes, there's one more season, but I'm not sure when.
When does Power come back?
Probably next summer. It's usually a summer show on
Power's a TV show,
Stars,
or is somebody just
or
without
next
any
spring.
Electricity?
You have an A battery you can give us.
I do have, if somebody needs an A battery, please contact me. I have it.
No, it's a Stars show.
A bunch of stuff coming this week and this weekend. Most notably, is Fear the Walking Dead coming back this weekend?
Yes.
It is?
I suppose I should catch up.
Sunday's a big day of TV. The new season of Outlander, which is a huge Stars thing that people are going crazy about, a big romance, time-traveling romance.
That's always fun.
For people not in the studio, Kurt just made the strangest face I've ever seen. Why did you make that face to go along with
it? It adds to the mystique of a romance when you can time travel. And if the date goes badly, you can go back and do it again.
Yeah. But Kurt made one of his eyebrows go up and down and the other one went sideways.
It was kind of weird. The human emoji.
I've never
seen
anyone do that before.
Top of the Lake, China Girl, which is the sequel to the original Top of the Lake, stars... what's her name from The Handmaid's Tale?
Is it Elizabeth Moss?
Yes, Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing a sequel. The first one was really good.
Yeah, this one's really good too. I've seen and Nicole Kidman's in it too. She co-stars in it this season.
Oh, that's why there was some discussion yesterday because Elizabeth Moss is big into Scientology and Nicole Kidman used to be but isn't. So the two of them, I guess, don't get along personally, but professionally they did for this show.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Good. Yeah. So that's Sunday. Also, the premiere of the Orville.
What's
which
Orville?
Is sort of a
popcorn for all my friends.
Comedy version of Star Trek, and it's from Seth MacFarlane, and he stars in it as himself. It's not an animated thing.
Yeah.
And he's given the Orville, which is a spaceship. He becomes the captain of it, and he's paired with his first officer as his ex-wife.
Oh, that sounds funny.
And so there's fighting, and it's sort of hit or miss with the comedy. Some of it's really a little too goofy,
yeah.
And some of it's just right on.
Yeah.
But it's set in space. It's sort of a Star Trek comedy.
And where can people see this?
Which Fox.
On Fox.
Yeah, right. And they're having an early preview, so it's like the series premiere part one, and I think they're doing it because they can capitalize on football, mm-hmm. the football crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all coming up Sunday. But before we, one thing I want to talk about is this Alias Grace.
What is
show
Alias
Super
Grace?
Quick.
To Netflix. It's a new Margaret Atwood adaptation, just like The Handmaid's Tale. It's coming to Netflix November 3rd. They released the official trailer today.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It looks so good. I posted a story, and it's on the site, but yeah, just go and watch it. It's so creepy and scary.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
As creepy as the face you made a few minutes ago where one eyebrow went
that
up and down.
That was supposed
and the other
to
one.
Be a comedic face.
It worked. Kurt Wagner, everybody, from TVshowpatrol.com. Visit it. It's on your internet. Thank you, Kurt.
Yes.
Nice to see you. A quick break, and then we'll find out what's coming up next on the Wintrust Business Launch. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.